You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hola, amigos. It is another Thursday, which means we're over at Vinny's. So much to get into today. As the Saints, day two of practice, we'll take a look at the injury report that was out yesterday. Who returns to practice? I'll give you a hint. You want a hint? Join the intern. Do you want a hit? A hint. Not a hit.
Yeah, give me a hint. Give me a hint.
A hint. A lot of people feel his return could help the offense. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Teddy.
Teddy ball game, apparently.
Well, you know, it's all in their hands. You know, I'm just going to go out, continue to practice and play, and do as they ask, and I'll be ready whenever they call my number.
Will he play? We'll talk a little bit about that coming up on the show here as well. 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. It's 18th and Ridge Lake, essentially. It's across the street from Lakeside Mall. If you're coming down Causeway towards the lake where Jordan lives on the opposite end right there, look to your right. You'll see the Honey Baked Ham right there in the strip mall. That's 18th Street. Put your blinker. You can do one of those, you know, two-tire turns into the street. It goes right into the parking lot at Vinny's. We'd prefer you to drive a little safer. But, yes, you can go right in here, and you can have a lot of fun and have some lunch. I know, Jordan, you're a big fan of the wings, wraps.
I'm a huge fan of the wings and, and the meatball
burger,
slider.
Meatball sliders,
which has a
blanket of mozzarella cheese on there.
Those are my two favorite, the wings and the mozzarella.
You essentially eat this place out of house.
Normally.
So we'll have some fun, obviously. Come on by, have some lunch, especially if you're one of the lucky folks that get to get out a little bit earlier for the next couple of days. No one works during the next couple of days. Seriously, I've tried to, like, set up appointments or do different things, whether it's doctor visits. You know, Carver has to have his wellness thing, you know, he turned to. Like, you can't get an appointment till like mid to late January. I'm like, well, what are you doing over the next 2 weeks? Well, this one's out and this doctor's out. Half day here, half day there. It's what it is. It's the holidays. They'll have fun. The decorative cheer here as well. And also don't forget that it is Thursday, which means it's the steak special. Okay. So you get a really nice piece of meat. You get a baked potato and you also get a side salad with it for $12. Can't beat that if you don't want to go the routes of the wings and the wraps and the burgers and the sliders and such. Plus, don't forget the happy hour here. It's always awesome. 3 to 7 p.m. And it's every single day, 3 to 7 every single day. And we're going to touch on here in a second with Sarah the awesome special on game days here, especially if you want to come check out the Saints game. I know it's 3:25 this Sunday. If you have a ticket, awesome. If you don't have a ticket, look, I can't think of a better place to come have a little bit of fun and watch the game. So we'll touch on all of that and more. Jordan, your guest list today, real simple. Scott Kushner at the bottom of this hour. We'll go over what took place last night in Milwaukee. And what took place last night in Milwaukee was a loss by the Pelicans. Although, let's see if this kind of describes it a bit.
Put ourselves in a position to win. We just got to do a better job, and I got to do a better job of putting them in a position to win down the stretch.
107-106 was the score with about, what, 3 and some change, about 4, something like that, right? And yet again, Jordan, this team failed to close for whatever reason, lack of depth, not making the right play. Look, there's reasons. We're going to play a little bit of this from Coach Gentry. 123-115 is the final. AD, what, hurt an ankle, came back into the game. Apparently ankles are an issue on his football, on his basketball team. You know they have braces and shoes at high time. It's crazy. It's like every time you turn on the game and you watch the game or you watch a game here in the Smoothie King Center, somebody's turning an ankle. Right? Randall's got an ankle. Then Mirotić have an ankle. His ankle's everywhere. How's your ankles doing, Jordan? Your ankles doing all right?
Yeah, my ankles are fine. I don't run that much, though.
I'm just making sure. You know, I mean, I don't know. Maybe just talking about the Pelicans will get you an ankle injury. You know, the potholes. That's right. You could turn an ankle that way, as he shows me from Family Guy, Peter falling and hurts his knee and ankle. That's what it is. That's what it is for the Pelicans. Anyway, 27 points for Anthony Davis. 25 for Jrue Holiday, but all I got, I mean, it's a good thing I have an unlimited plan, Joey, on my phone, because my phone, it was almost like a song. It just go bling, 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 bling every 5 seconds. And it was based off of one player in particular. One player in particular. Jahlil Okafor, who apparently got time to play, Coach Gentry.
Jahlil played really well. He came in and gave us huge, huge minutes and thought he was very aggressive and attacking the basket.
13 minutes, 17 points, 3 rebounds, never gets off the bench. In most games, Jordan, the intern, you called it a championship move when they got him back the day before Saints training camp started. So have at it, 17 points in 13 minutes. What did it feel like to finally see your hero on the court?
You know, I'm just going to let you sulk in it. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to
no
make
analysis?
It. I'm not going to make it harder than it is on you.
Okay.
I just told you.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this finally used Jahlil Okafor the right way.
Finally. Uh-huh.
You know, they played inside the paint, mm-hmm. which is where he prospers.
Mm-hmm. 33 games in, by the way.
Well, yeah, they were trying to, he was trying to heal up.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Saving them, huh?
They were saving them.
Here's the thing that's interesting to me, because obviously if you're a Pels fan, I can't blame you if this morning you don't go, or this afternoon now, you don't go, well, why didn't he play? I'll ask Scott that, right? Why doesn't he play? Here's the thing. You got Meritage, you got Randall. Like, where is Okafor playing? That's my initial thing. And the reason I say that is because it's an interesting question or answer that Alvin Gentry says here. Now, Jordan, I want you to hear this, and I want your opinion what you hear in Alvin's response about why Okafor played so well yesterday, okay? Now, remember, mind you, the guy has DNP next to his name basically every game. DNP stands for Jordan.
Did not play.
There you go. See? Who says I'm not a good teacher to our intern here? So, he doesn't play most games. Coach, why did Okafor play so well?
He just played. He went out and played, and he played relaxed, and you know, I thought he attacked the basket and did a great job with that. And he took his time and was under control. And, you know, he's a talented player. You know, you don't get picked second in the draft, you know, if you're not a talented player. And for him, he's so young, he just got to get in the right situation. You know, I think we really like him. And I think, you know, as I said to him, this is something that, you know, you got to keep yourself prepared because your opportunity is going to come when you least expect it. And, you know, that's what he's done. He's had himself prepared to play, and he's done a great job.
I could be completely wrong, but, Jordan, my initial first reaction when I heard him say that last night was, this is the wrong situation. Get ready. We'll try to find the right situation for you. He mentioned several times that he's going to have a long NBA career. He kept saying, though, the right situation. It was almost like, I don't know, again, maybe I'm reading in between the lines when there's nothing there to read, but it sure sounded like Coach Gentry was telling me, this is not the right place for you. You're going to be good. You can play. It's just not here. I don't know. That's what I heard. Did you hear that, or am I kind of looking for reasons as to maybe why he hasn't played?
I think you're just looking for reasons because you hate the man.
No, that's not all.
Well, you don't hate the man. I just don't think. I think you're looking.
But what did you hear when Coach
said? I think you're looking way
right
too much
situation?
Into it.
Okay, well, what do you take when the coach says the right situation?
I mean, I don't even know what to trust anymore because he says the same thing every time we lose. So, I thought with that, is they just need to play him in the right circumstance, like they did last night,
which was
inside the paint and Jrue feeding them the ball and
okay.
all the other role players feeding them the ball inside
right.
the paint. He was dominating.
Okay,
Giannis.
But primarily that's because you had no Julius Randle, no Nico Mirotić. So if they're healthy, where does he play?
They also played Diallo when
right, again,
Anthony Davis is on the bench.
But again, because you don't have Randall and Mirotić.
And they played Diallo when they were starting.
All right. But I think my point that I'm trying to get at here, too, is it kind of goes to what a lot of Saints fans or Pels fans feel as well. What's the rhyme and reason here? Why? The lack of depth, the lack of issues with this roster kind of goes with it from that perspective, right? What are you trying to accomplish with the players you actually have on the roster? How can they help you? And here's a guy that, again, I'm just looking at it from the most simplistic point of view here. I'm a fan. I tune into the game yesterday. I see a guy that never plays throw 17 points up for me. My initial reaction is, how is that possible that that guy doesn't see the floor? Right? I mean, is that the right thing or the wrong thing for me to feel? I know you've been wanting him to be on
there. I've been wanting him since we first signed him.
Right.
I thought that's how we were going to utilize him when we first got him at the beginning of the season, but we never saw that until last night. So it's beyond me. I don't know what to say. I don't know what the coaching staff doesn't see in Jahlil Okafor, the why he wasn't playing before this, but it's up to them.
I have a hard time believing I can't find something for you to do, at least coming off the bench, you know, and giving
exactly.
some people some breathers and some minutes. I don't get it. Robert Meacham on Thursdays joins us here at Vinny's as well. Robert, in relations almost to football here as well, you can probably understand what I'm trying to get at here. Here's Jahlil Okafor. He doesn't play in games. He plays fancy in 13 minutes, 17 points. He's dunking. He's active. He's helping. Ted Ginn, and we're going to get into this next segment, he's like, look, I'll play my role. I'm ready to go. Sometimes coach uses you. On Monday, you're like, where's Ingram? Right? I mean, here's a guy who's a starter. Can sometimes coaching staffs and game plans overthink things, or can players get lost in a shelf? I guess I'm just trying to figure out, if a guy can give me 17, yet he doesn't play, what's the reason behind it? You know?
Was he all the way healthy?
Okay, so health could be a reason.
Was he mentally ready to play? Did he buy in? Mm-hmm. Is him and the coaching staff getting along? Him and the other players, are they getting along? With Okafor, that's the question. With Ted Ginn, I'm almost thinking it's a situation where, okay, I know I'm going to need you in the playoffs. I know you might be practicing well now, but in some aspect of it, I'm trying to get you back in football shape. So would I let him play this weekend? Yes, I would. Because letting him play this weekend would open up the offense and let Drew have more freedom. Mm-hmm. Mark and Kamara do their thing. Now, the last game against Carolina, would I let him play? Probably not.
Got you. So getting into some action, just kind of getting the offense going again could be a big thing. Here's Ted Ginn yesterday in the locker room saying, look, I'm doing the best to get ready.
Just do as the training staff told me to do and as the coaches, you know, and then you know, do what I need to do to get myself prepared to come back out here and play. And that's what I did, you know. The proper time was the proper time, you know, and, you know, I'm back at it.
As a receiver, when you are away for a while and you are injured, how long does it take to get back to game speed? And can you do it unless you play in the game?
Mentally, you feel like you're ready before your body is ready. Mm-hmm. And then it's a lot of pressure because the team is winning. It's like I got to be a part of that. But for Ted, I would think, you know, it's anxious to get back out there. I think that with his age, he still can fly, and it makes defenders, you know, it has them at a mercy. And with Ted, I think that trying to see how to word it, I think that it would be like this would be the best week for him to play. Mm-hmm. Because you get in back in the football shape by playing. See, practice, I mean, you practice like a game, but you're not getting hit.
Right.
And you're not really going to hit someone.
And it's to your point that you just said, too. They're going to need him in the postseason.
Yes.
So go ahead and try to get some action and now get a lather going, if that makes any sense.
Right. You want him to catch the deep balls. You want him to catch the balls across the middle. You want him to catch those balls, get used to catching it. Because in the playoff, you know, just like I know, it's one and done.
Yeah.
And the coverage is going to get a lot tighter in the playoffs. Defense is going to turn up on a whole nother level because everybody knows it's one and done. And everybody's not trying to go home early.
There's no doubt about that. Robert Meacham here at Vinny's. If you want to come by and say hi, we'll be here all the way to 3 o'clock. Come have a little lunch with us. Hopefully Jordan doesn't eat all of the food in the back. I think they've stocked up knowing that he comes here on Thursdays as well. Come say hi to Sarah. Bring her some Christmas cheer, for crying out loud. We're talking before the show, Robert. She has no lights, no decorations at her house. She's got nothing. I told her Santa's going to pass over your place. And you should have heard a response. I can't say it on the air. I mean, I'm like, man, somebody needs to bring the Christmas spirit up into Vinny's here.
We can't have Sarah being Scrooge.
No, she was so a Scrooge. It was insane.
No more Scrooges in the world.
We'll hear from Sarah coming up.
We got enough of them.
Exactly. Quick break. We come back. Rob, I'm going to ask you the importance of this offense to get going in this game. And I'm going to play some sound from some of the folks, obviously, in the locker room that maybe have some reasoning and things of that nature, the importance of the number one seed. And also, more importantly, since you've been in this locker room, how Sean and the other team leaders create a sense of urgency. Because Drew was a little short with his answers yesterday. Coach Payton today, let's just say he went earlier than expected his conference call, and it may have lasted 30 seconds. I mean, I call it locked in, Sean, you know, where it's like you ask him something.
There's nothing to talk about.
Exactly. Well, that's what I'm getting.
There's no questions that you can ask me that you haven't asked me already. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the mood to really answer your questions. I'm going to do this to get this over with, but it's about my team right now.
It's
not about everything else. It's about my team.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is why Sean Payton spoke for about 30 seconds this morning on his conference call. Anyway, that's Robert Meacham, Gus Kattengill. Stop on by, have a little lunch. We're at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeline. Is that a Taysom Hill jersey? A Taysom Hill jersey here brought in. West Bank Houdat having a little lunch with us here as well. Hour one's brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Go online, check them out at kinginjuryfirms.com, and you'll hear and see all the different things from videos to blogs to the works over there as well. And Sarah, Joey, this is for you to try to bring some Christmas. She just sneered at you, Joey. How do you sneer on Frosty the Snowman? What's wrong with you? Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old sugar hat.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
It's time to have fun, so come on in. Come on in and win. It's magic.
Cash Magic.
Come and feel the magic.
Cash Magic.
Where winners play both night and day. Cash Magic.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
Do you need extra cash for the holidays? If your answer is yes, then Home and Credit is the answer. They have loans for $300 and a fast, friendly service with payments to fit your needs. Forget the high fees of payday loans and don't let the Grinch steal your holidays. Call or come by Home and Credit, West Park Avenue in Houma. They even accept phone applications. Call 223-1085 or check them out on Facebook. Homer Credit, locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Vision Communications, in partnership with Franks, ESPN 100.3 FM, KLEB 1600 AM, LaRose Civic Center, and the Lafourche Gazette, is currently collecting non-perishable food items until December 31st. Look for our special collection bins at Franks Supermarket, the LaRose Civic Center, and Vision Communications. Even a small donation can go a long way toward feeding the needy right here in Lafourche. Vision Communications is a proud sponsor for our annual food drive because Vision cares.
Tune in to my new favorite TV show,
Fansville presented by Dr. Pepper, airing every Saturday throughout the college football season during the commercials. In Fansville, Dr. Pepper delivers a tour de force performance alongside legendary college football co-stars Brian Bosworth, Eddie George, and Les Miles. Critics are saying it's good, fantastic, and the best thing since Diet Dr. Pepper and Dr. Pepper Cherry. Get to your local store and grab some delicious ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh, little town of Dastra, and you're still just about 3 miles from end to end where I.
You know, something tells me we're going to have a little bit of fun, not only today, but tomorrow. We'll be all last show until next Wednesday. So, a little homework for everybody tonight. What would you put in Santa's sack and sleigh, and who would you be giving a present to in the sports world? That's tomorrow. We're going to have fun with that tomorrow as well, Robert. But, you know, if you
could do it for... For Christmas or like a gift after Christmas?
I guess either way. I mean, I guess if the Amazon got to your house late, it'd be given after
Christmas.
Because
I would Christmas. Give the Saints the Super Bowl for Miss Benson.
There you go.
And
I think a lot of people will be giving the Lombardi Trophy, right? Trip to the Super Bowl. Speaking of, you're going to love this. 800-998-1003 is the way to give us a call. 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio NOLA. So this came out yesterday, and I want to say, Robert, on Twitter, this was pretty, pretty funny. So in Atlanta, the radio station that, you know, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game, Mike Bell, okay, covers the Falcons over there. He's on there. He says, chew on this, Falcons fans. D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution covers the team for the paper. Just told us on the show that if the Saints win the NFC, they would train at Flowery Branch and use the Falcons' locker room at the Benz for the Super Bowl. Now, Todd Graffanini, voice of the Green Wave, for some reason loves to listen to Atlanta sports talk in the morning to kind of get engaged. This morning, he apparently, quote, said it was a meltdown. Falcons fans were losing their mind at the prospect of the Saints using their facility, being in their locker room. But it makes sense, the NFC team, right, that you would do that. Now, Robert, I'm going to ask you this. You remember Falcons 49ers NFC championship game? It was the Super Bowl in which the Ravens took on the 49ers here in New Orleans.
Correct.
I'm not going to lie to you. I had trouble. I could not fathom, grasp the concept, much less want to see the Dirty Bird logo plastered on billboards along the interstate, logo superimposed on hotel sites.
I mean, this is going to be a very hard February for Falcon fans. Uh-huh. I feel like we can go all the way, and it's going to be very hard for the Falcon fans, like you said, to see Florida leaves all across the interstate to hear who that. From Monday to that Sunday, they're going to hear it. To see pictures of Drew and Michael Thomas and Cam and
all over
Atlanta,
downtown.
You know. So it's going to be a rough time for
obviously
for the fans. And I understand it. You know, it's difficult to just let your rivalry in your home,
right,
you know, because that's pretty much what it is. It's like when I was gone, but the 49ers played the Baltimore. 49ers was in the weight room.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, wow, they really get to use this.
Yeah. You know, and I think that's one of the things that, you know, is interesting when you look at this rivalry. You've played it, right, as to what it's going to be.
And it's going to be very tough for, like, I would almost ask for a play. Right? Like, I would almost ask. I would almost ask for extra security for the players. You're laughing. I'm serious.
No, wait. You were on the team when they egged the charter, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Atlanta employees at the airport threw eggs at the team charter plane.
That was fun.
Yeah.
You know. It didn't bother us none, but it didn't make us do nothing. Want to whoop them even more. You know, so, you know.
Nothing like that. 800-998-1003. All right. So, obviously, one of the top storylines we're throwing out there, what are the storylines going into this game on Sunday, Robert? I would say number one, obviously, is the number one seed is available out there. As far as the game goes, a storyline, can the Saints offense get going again? Right? Would you say that's a storyline going into it?
That's a big storyline going into it. But also on the other side, can Pittsburgh beat a great defense? Can their offense beat a great defense right now? You know, it shows on their part too, because they're still trying to fight, you know, to have home field advantage as well.
How impressed have you been with the way the defense has played? 17 points or fewer in the last six games, three straight games. The defense hasn't allowed a point in the second half.
I'm very impressed. If they don't have the trick play, I really feel like Carolina, you don't have the trick play and you don't have a two-point conversion, that was a goose egg for Carolina. They wouldn't have scored. And I feel like the defense has really accepted their role and really say, you know what, our offense ain't playing well right now, so we're going to put y'all on our back.
When you take a look at the way this defense is playing and how it can help the offense, Drew Brees had this to say yesterday. He compared it to something else.
Yeah, but there's challenges each and every week, you know, and they know that just like we know that, you know. So from week to week, man, you put together the best game plan you can, and you go out there and it's about execution. And those guys have done a great job over the last couple weeks. I mean, statistically, best in the league, you know, by far. But I think they understand the challenge that's ahead of them this week, you know, with the firepower on that side. And obviously, we understand the challenges we have facing the defense.
So it's like having an ace pitcher in baseball, right, where you know that what that guy's going to give you, maybe he can go 8-9 innings. He's not going to allow a lot of hits, things of that nature. So when you have that, does it help your offensive play calling? And I mean that in terms of
– what hurts your offensive play calling right now is you have five linemen that are hurt.
Right.
That's what hurts. But yet, they still won the game. So it's still upside to it.
Yeah, no doubt. I think one of the things as we go to Uptown Ruler here as well that you look at is when you have a defense like that, I wonder if on certain drives and plays you're more careful than others or you take more chances. I don't know. I would think
In the dome, I'm thinking going AFC game, I'm playing against an AFC opponent. This is my time to take my shots. This is my time to, you know, call big plays.
So not be conservative at all.
I wouldn't.
Not that I really think this offense is that, but.
No, it's not, but right. I would go back to the shine of the looking across the field at the other coach, you know, really letting him know, yeah, this is the wrong day to play us.
Yeah, I like that. Uptown Ruler, what you got for us here?
Hey, man, I got partners of mine up in Atlanta, and when the Saints go to the Super Bowl, I'm going up there on a Greyhound bus, and I'm going to sing, "For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow," and they're going to rip me out of there. I'll be glad when they put Drew Brees and them all on the sign up there to let them know that they haven't been to a Super Bowl and we have been the two and they haven't been the none. I mean, they have been the one, but they couldn't win it. Boy, that would be so embarrassed for Atlanta. They can't tell us nothing up there.
Well, I'll say this, Uptown Ruler. The prospect of you going to the Super Bowl and helping the fan base out, I kind of like, to be honest with you. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Give me a top storyline going into this week. What's the one thing that you're going to be paying attention to in this game?
I'm going to be paying attention to the offense because the offense, you know, I mean, really I'm going to be paying attention to the defense because the defense holding up the team right now.
Okay.
The defense is holding up the team. And, you know, so we need some – what we need back there, we need some cornerback that's got speed that's gonna intercept the ball, and as soon as they intercept it, they gotta go turn it into a pick. That's what we need.
All right,
we need some fast cornerback.
quarterback play hadn't been too bad the last couple of games, even though I know a lot of people have been giving Eli Apple grief. He got a huge interception against Carolina. He played his best game, you know, with the Saints. And Robert, just takes time to get acclimated, to know what your role is, as you said on Monday, to know where you're supposed to be on the defense and not go out there and play. And I think you're seeing more in that. He made tackles. He got a turnover. He just seemed to be all over the field.
Well, see, he just fit in. I mean, he learning the system. And, you know, he's learning it each week, you know, and, you know, he's settling down. It's not like he was up there with the Giants, you know what I'm saying? He knows, you know, he's got to learn and he knows he's got to, you know, play his part here. It's not like he have to be the hero. So, he's doing what he got to do. But at the same time, you know, he's fitting in with the team.
No doubt. Thank you, bud. Appreciate
it. Hey, Robert, meet you. How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
All right. Man, look, I was a fan when they picked you up from Tennessee.
I appreciate that.
I was a big fan. I said, better watch Robert Meacham. Because, I mean, when you took that ball out of the Redskins' hands, that was a surprise for me. Because I said, the defense man, he took the ball out of his hand and ran it in for a touchdown? I said, you was a genius on that one. You was a genius to figure that one out.
Uptown Realtor, talent evaluator. He knew you were going to be good from Tennessee.
Well, I did it before when I was younger.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
In middle school. So when it happened, I mean, it went well. It was a pretty interesting play.
We talked a little bit about it on Monday. Thanks, Uptown Realtor, for the phone call as we're about to go into break here. Robert, one of the things that we saw in 09, things went your way. You got breaks, plays like you that
we
happened.
We got a lot of breaks.
I mean, look, and you take a look at the last couple of games, even some of the wins that this team sort of had, things go your way. In that Carolina game, the Von Bell play, right? You can go, maybe at the end of the season we go back and look at how that
Malcolm
changed
Jenkins
the game.
Make that play against the Cowboys.
Exactly right.
Because if not, Roy Williams scored, we lose that game.
Yep.
And I think that was one of the Thanksgiving days, I think.
It was. It was a Thursday night game. And then you look at the Taysom Hill play.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The Taysom Hill play.
Against the Buccaneers.
If you don't make that play,
yeah,
it's just like a Courtney Rowe play against St. Louis. If he don't return the kickoff, we don't win that game.
You realize how eerie that I bring up a play from this year and you're immediately bringing up a play from 2009. Yeah, like immediately. It's not taking
much.
Any long.
Yeah. Well, that play from when Malcolm was 20, right. 2011.
Yeah, but that's my point. Well, 2011 is a team that we all
we
agree
should, that should have been
should
the,
have
Super,
won
Bowl
the Super Bowl.
Team.
So there you go. When we come back, Scott
that was
Kushner
the best
for the
team
Advocate.
We ever had. It was the most talent on both, on all three phases. Like, I don't think the way we got beat was just a fluke. I feel like.
I try not to think about that San Francisco game, to be honest with you. I try not to do so. We'll talk a little hoops when we come back. Scott Kushner of the Advocate. What happened to the Pels last night? Is it something that can be fixed, or is this the team? Is this what's going to be for now? We'll talk to him next. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake, right here in Metairie, across the street, essentially from Lakeside Mall. Come on by, have some lunch, say hi to Sarah, say hi to Jordan the intern. The West Bank Hootat is here with a Taysom Hill jersey. That's all you need to know, his impact that he's had as well. And, of course, you can come say hi, get anything signed, take a picture, just meet and greet Robert Meacham. No, not you, Jordan. Stop pointing to yourself. Ridiculous. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's time to save big.
During the new year, new ride season-ending sale.
The 2019s are here.
And all 2018s must go.
We have new 2018 Outlanders with our season-ending price of just $19,995.
That's right. A new 2018 Outlander that comes with heated seats and Apple CarPlay for just $19,995.
At Barker Mitsubishi, we have a new ride for you.
A new 2018 Eclipse Cross.
That you can drive home for just $19,995.
$19,995 for either a new 2018 Mitsubishi Outlander or Eclipse Cross.
Now, those are some real season-ending savings.
Plus, these new Barker Mitsubishis come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
So come save during a new year, new ride season-ending sale.
Only at Barker Mitsubishi.
Where St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma.
Or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com.
18KT015, MSRP 25860, 2865, dealer discount, design factory rebate. Item number 18K128, MSRP 24425, 790, dealer discount. 2500 factory rebate, 2CGNL, CDL, ETA. Once you see September, which I am IEV, it's January 2nd, 2019.
He
Bob here, and when my AC needs repair, I call the experts at River City's Total Maintenance. They're fast, they're professional, and they'll come out the same day you call. That's right, the same day, and they get the job done right. Couple that with the 2 and 3 year warranties and a 100% money back guarantee, and you cannot go wrong, my friends. So if you need same day AC service, critical in this heat, call River City's Total Maintenance at 504-841-3300. That's 841-3300, and tell them T-Bob sent you.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Come see us at Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy to hear about ways we may be able to save you money on your prescription medications. We accept most major insurances, and we also offer discounts through our 340B prescription program. Our friendly staff will take the time to review your prescriptions with you and assist in figuring out which programs will save you the most money. Come by our location in Frank's Supermarket in LaRose or call 693-9260 for more information. We look forward to being your community pharmacy.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
You know, I got to say, sometimes headlines work. They capture attention, such as homeowner faces charges after mistaking undercover cop for porch pirate. No idea what that means. I'll read it during the break, but it's captured my attention. What also captured my attention, perhaps for the wrong way, I don't know. Pels last night taking on the Bucks. They had a lead. They didn't hold it. They lose to Milwaukee. Coach Gentry on the loss.
Oh, I thought we played hard. I thought we competed at a real high level. I thought we followed the game plan that we put out there. But you have to be able to finish games, and we did a poor job the last 4 minutes, 3.5 minutes of the game of executing and being in the right spots and then making the right plays. So the effort was great. The effort was really, really good. The execution down the stretch have to be much better.
At Scott D. Kushner is a way to follow. Scott Kushner of The Advocate covers the Pelicans. So Scott, another loss. At least this streak is over. Win, loss, win, loss. This is the second straight loss. But, you know, no Nico Mirotic, no Julius Randle. AD turns an ankle, comes back and finishes and plays. Jahlil Okafor comes off the bench, puts up 17. Is it lack of depth? Is it just, I don't know, the lack of basketball IQ? Why is this team struggling to close games when they can be winning? Because last year they actually closed games. So what's the difference this season, Scott?
Yeah, they played 50 clutch games. They led the NBA and led the Western Conference in clutch games and clutch wins overall. And this year they're 5-10. In clutch situations. That's within 5 points, within 5 minutes. And they've just been bad. And they turn the ball over a lot, and I think a lot of it is not having a point guard. But a lot of games last year they closed with just Drew Holiday at the point. So it's really not significantly different. Sometimes there's really nothing to say when it comes to clutch. It's just, they're the 5 minutes in the game. It's not about, they're the most important 5 minutes, but how, I don't necessarily think you can put your finger on one thing. I don't think it's a physical issue. I don't think it's a really even a personnel issue. Is it changing from last year to this year? I think sometimes it just there's variance in it. And right now they're on the wrong side of it for sure. And a game like last night is just difficult in general. I mean, that's a really good Milwaukee team, a top three seed in the East, and you're playing on the road. And those are difficult situations. But they've got a depth problem, but it's also just being exposed because of how injured they are. If you miss, three of your top six guys, it's going to be hard to replace for anyone. But the problem right now is that they're losing, and AD and Drew are both healthy. And there's going to be a time where that's not going to be the case, where they're not both going to be able to play, 80 games or whatever. And so then you're in a lot of trouble. So they need to be able to turn this around and pick up some wins because they're banged up, but they're not banged up at the worst spots that they could be banged up in.
Scott, I asked this to David Grubb yesterday of Crescent City Sports. If the whole chatter and prospect of AD and his future as fans make you root or look at the team differently, and also media, how we cover it. You know, do we look at a loss perhaps a little differently because, you know, hey, does this mean that, you know, things aren't going the right way and keeping him and et cetera, et cetera. And look, what I'm leaning into is this. We all know what's coming tomorrow, right? It's already started this week. It's been most of this week. Pelicans at the Lakers. The game is on ESPN at 9:30 Central. So you know it's going to be a topic. You know LeBron and all. So you know what it is. And I just wonder from your perspective, because David gave a pretty good answer too about it. But from your perspective, you get what I'm getting at? Like, do we cover, do we talk, do we look at games, supporting cast, how other players play? Is two losses in a row bigger perhaps than if we didn't think, hey, this could lead to AD's departure? You get what I'm getting at?
Yeah, and it's not so much that I think anything's changed. I don't think anything's changed. This is basically exactly where they were a month ago, and it's really where they were when the season started, which is, this team has to play well in order to keep Anthony Davis in New Orleans. And the fact is right now they're not playing well. So none of that has changed. They're not going to trade him during the season. He is absolutely not even in discussions right now as far as the idea of them trading him at the deadline. So none of that has really changed. All that's changed is that the team is bad. And they're just a mediocre team. You can't picture this team winning a championship at any time. With this kind of roster. And so that has begat speculation. That speculation fuels talk shows, fuels media, and when people respond to it. And that's all that's really occurred. You know, the chances of what AD is going to do or where they're going to send AD if that time comes, none of that's changed. There's zero real-world implications to any of this stuff. The fact is there's still 50 games left in the season. Where this season ends up will be critically important to whatever they decide to do with Davis. But for now, there is absolutely, you know, no change in his prospects. The problem, right, is the Pelicans need to start winning games if they want to keep him. But regardless of the situation, I don't think there's any way. I mean, they haven't even, you talk to people over there, they haven't even approached the subject of trading Anthony Davis. So they're going to put that the Supermax extension in front of him next summer. He will either deny it or he will accept it. He'll decline or he will accept it. And then they'll go from there. And that's when this stuff gets really real. In the meantime, it's all just talk. And it's talk because if they're playing the Lakers and LeBron said he wants to play with them, and it's like, of course LeBron wants to play with them. Why wouldn't LeBron want to play with them? Who in the league doesn't want to play with Anthony Davis? I just find a lot of it to be a bit of a circus. I think tomorrow will be a complete circus. And, you know, there's only one way they can shut it down, and that's by starting to win some games. And I think AD is as frustrated as anybody with the idea that they're just losing. I don't think he wants to fuel this by any stretch, but that's what's happened.
My question is, do the Pelicans need another superstar to play alongside AD?
They might. I don't know. A superstar is probably going to be hard to find. But what they need is a piece who fits in what they're doing. And you saw last year, they catalyzed around a guy like Nikola Mirotic, who I don't think anybody in the league would have thought he was going to bring that level of importance. So perhaps it's not a guy like John Wall or Bradley Beal. Perhaps it's more of a guy like P.J. Tucker or something of that, you know, Danny Green. There's people out there who can make an impact without being a superstar, and you don't have to give up superstar levels of picks and assets to go get them. I just don't believe there's any way they can go get a superstar unless they're willing to give up a whole lot. I think Jimmy Butler was the one they were most in the conversation for, and that would require two first-round picks as well as two pretty heavy contributors for them. So it's really tough to go get that guy, and I don't think it's necessary for them to have another superstar. I think they can win when they're healthy and they get another impactful player, but not necessarily an all-star.
You know what's crazy? And again, speaking with Scott Kushner of The Advocate, covers the Pelicans, I think one of the things that stands out to me is, and I sent you this in the text as to what we may want to chat it about today. When Mirotić is healthy, Robert, right? When we see Julius Randle's had a really good season, I think, for me, This team, when they play well and they win, they're as good as any team in the West. I mean, I think they can compete, and I think that's the frustrating element of it. We can look at the depth, and we can look at that. But when everyone is healthy, this team can play when they run the system, when they play defense, and when they can do that. And then you look at a game like last night where here's Okafor, who Scott can't get off the bench, yet he gets on the bench or gets on the court because of injuries yesterday, puts up 17. So let me be that Pels fan. Scott, you cover the team. Why can't he get on the court and do what he did yesterday?
Well, they have a really deep front court rotation, typically. You know, it's got Randall and Davis and Mirotić, and those three guys will basically gobble up all of the front court minutes. They also wanted to get Diallo some chances because he's a good rebounder and he runs the floor. But yeah, I think Jahlil was kind of on the outside. He's also just, he's a man without a land in the NBA anymore. He's a slow-footed 7-footer who can't, you know, shoot from anywhere, and, you know, the space just caves in on him. So it's not that he can't play back to the basket and get some buckets and be a helpful contributor in small doses, but there really is not much room for him to play when those guys are healthy. Now, when Julius Randle is hurt, a lot of those minutes open up. And I think this is absolutely going to be his opportunity to prove that his career isn't over, because he was really bad in Philadelphia. He was worse in Brooklyn. And he was bad in those couple of games where he played when AD was hurt. So it's not as if, you know, he hasn't had any chances. He had a nice game last night. I think he can be a piece who helps them out from time to time if he's able to produce like he did last night. But, you know, Jahlil Okafor is not the salve to the wound that this team has right now. They got a lot deeper issues, and he might be helpful off the bench, and they'll probably use him more. But we saw this with Alexis Adjinta. Every now and again, he would come off the bench and have some nice games. People go, well, why isn't he playing more? Then he'd play more. He's like, oh, that's why he's not playing more. So it's, you know, it's not an uncommon thing, but it was certainly for the Pelicans good to see him have a nice night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Scott Kushner, another final question here for you. When you take a look, obviously we know what's coming tomorrow, things of that nature. I'm looking at, again, I think once this team gets healthy and it can get that flow going, and eventually when Elfrid Payton comes back, and, you know, it looks now early January until we get him, and then he's got to get into basketball shape. But do they make big moves? Do they make a key move, or do you just wait this out, even though the longer you wait, you're getting further and further behind that black line when you look at standings on websites, Scott? I look at it because, like, when they're healthy, they can compete. So
I think we need a scoring small forward.
Well, yeah, they've been looking for that since the franchise got here.
They needed a wing forever, and they need someone who can create space and who can help Drew Holiday defend the perimeter. It's obvious, but those guys are kind of hard to find. And they just need some sort of impactful player. I don't think they can go get a superstar, like I said, but I think they could add impact. I think they are certainly a buyer and not a seller at the deadline. They believe that, and this is across that organization, believe that once they're healthy, they will be competitive enough to be a real threat in the playoffs and every bit as good as they were in the second half of last year. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. That is the belief inside that organization.
Scott Kushner, as always, give him a follow at Scott D. Kushner, and he covers the Pels for The Advocate. Always a pleasure, man. Look, we're not going to have you on tomorrow, but tomorrow's kind of homework, and Robert already gave it to us, the Lombardi Trophy. If you could stick anything in Santa's sack to give to anybody in the sports world, is it something to your beloved Volunteers? What are you giving for Christmas?
I just want to say that I'm so excited to talk to Robert Meacham again. I haven't talked to Robert in 10 years, but I covered him for the Daily Beacon. And he posted Cal Berkeley in the first game of the season. And every time he threw up, he scored. And it was.
That is the truth.
I'm taking that performance and put it in the Lombardi set.
There you go.
I'll take that. I'll take that. That's well needed.
He's a huge fall. He's a huge fall. He still goes to games and everything.
Well, he's right, though. Before every game, I did throw up. It was something that happened in high school. I couldn't. It never happened in basketball.
Uh-huh.
Never threw up before the game of basketball, but before every football game.
Really?
Sophomore year started all the way through the NFL. I couldn't, before every football game. I guess it was just
the nerves. Even here or up until the Saints?
Even when I was with the Saints.
No kidding.
Every game, threw up before the game.
I'm bringing the reporting here for you guys.
There you go, Scott. That's why you're a pro the way you do it, man. Thank you, man, so much for chiming in and giving us a bit of info there.
Thanks, Robert. Thanks, guys. Y'all good.
There we See go. You later. It's Scott D. Kushner.
But
now, I mean, like, we're talking like, you know, they just even, a little throw up. Or, I mean, are we talking
no,
like
they actually,
your pregame meal kind of throw up?
Like, they actually took me to the doctors in school and put a chip in me to try to read the your acid reflex. But Coach Trooper was like, it's not going to work because you're not letting him practice. So he's not, you know, antsy or ready to play a game.
So you think it was just kind of a nerve sort of a thing? And then I wonder if it just became habit.
No, I think it was just a nerve thing because it was just like, I don't know. It's just like before every game. It was
well,
like,
I'm glad you don't have that before the shows on Thursdays.
No.
I'm glad you don't have that. Sports Hangover comes back. Sarah, come give us some info when we come back out of this break. You know what? The look you just gave us. Unbelievable.
Be happy. That is a Scrooge look.
Thank you, Robert. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Black Friday may be over, but at the Home Depot, we're just getting warmed up. Right now, get up to 2 free power tools, up to a $318 value, when you buy a select power tool kit. Choose from trusted brands like Ryobi, Makita, Milwaukee, Ridgid, and DeWalt. If you missed out on Black Friday, don't miss out on this. Get up to 2 free power tools with the purchase of a select power tool kit. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through January 23rd while supplies last. Limit 1 redemption per customer. See store for details.
Kick off the weekend with ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club from Friday noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, located at 132 Royal Street in the French Quarter. Join Gus Cattingill and see why Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Visit our 50 beers on tap and the best poor boys. Gumbo, barbecue shrimp you're going to find around. You got to try it, even their baby back ribs. It's another ESPN New Orleans Lunch Club this Friday, noon to 3 at Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. Grab a friend and join the fun at 132 Royal Street.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I am a Senior Corps RSVP volunteer.
I build homes and young minds. I build parks and playgrounds.
And support our nation's veterans.
I build gardens and help families with their finances.
I build healthy futures.
And organize disaster relief.
I'm a builder, and I lead by experience. How about you?
Join Senior Corps RSVP.
Lead by experience.
At SeniorCorps.gov.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
You really are a hero.
You know, I mean, I just got to say, Joey, this is a professional for a reason.
Mr. Gray.
Just for you. Enjoy it. Poor Sarah.
Horrible.
You're the one that said, you know what, about Santa.
I mean, some people just aren't in the Christmas cheer.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
I didn't threaten. I said, if you don't cheer up, Santa's going to go right over your place. And the expletive-laden response was surprising, to say the least. I mean, have Christmas lights here?
I'm going to be here on Christmas.
There's poinsettias all over the place. I mean, there's Christmas cheer all over.
Go ahead. Did you have a bad experience with Christmas when you were little?
I just have to work for Christmas.
Did Santa not bring you what you wanted one year? Is that what happened?
I'm not going to spoil it for the kids.
Unbelievable.
Be happy.
How can you have something against Santa?
I don't have anything against Santa. I don't have anything against Santa. It just doesn't really bother. I mean, Merry Christmas. Like, what else do you want?
if that was remotely sincere, I would have accepted that. But no, that was yeah. Merry Christmas. I know. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you gave me nothing there, Robert. Huh? I mean, did you buy that at all? Did you buy that sincerity from Sarah at all, or no?
A little bit.
A little bit, really? Okay.
There was a little bit in there.
There's a little bit of joy in there. A little bit of joy.
Well, there is a stocking that you can come support Sarah with. Yeah. Well, what is that? What we got? The stockings from the staff over there underneath one of the TVs?
Yeah, most of the bars in Metairie, like, they put up stockings for all their bartenders and usually for the cooks, too.
Oh, okay.
And you just put money on
it. Oh, a sign of appreciation. Is that
pretty
what that
much.
Is? Really?
And, like, so customers just put money on it.
Are you the one that has no dollars?
No. I got I actually got money on mine. That's what those with.
There's
the money
three
is,
that have nothing.
That's the cooks.
Oh, like, those are the.
They're not out here to talk to customers.
Well, they're the
like,
most
hey,
important ones.
I mean,
wow.
Come support your local cooks.
That's terrible. What's the cook's name back here? Come
that's
on,
Keith.
The chef Keith.
And he kills it.
He does the steak special today. $12. What comes with the steak special, Sarah?
You get a 2-pound baked potato.
A 2-pound baked potato?
Yeah, it's as big as your head, Gus.
Wow.
It comes an 8-ounce sirloin and a sod salad for $12.
Hey, don't choke on the french fry laughing there, West Bank Hoodat, on that comment there. Unbelievable. A couple of the other specials, obviously, that we like here is the Saints game day specials. And it's not that I don't pay attention. But
pay attention.
I walked in, right, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wait a minute. 7 beers for $14?
Yeah, but Gus, let me ask you this. How many times have you been in here, though?
Well, I'm at the games, yeah. So, but I'm just saying.
But you come in here every
Thursday. Well, it's, you know. Point is, it's a really good deal, not only for the different beers. Go ahead. Give us on a Saints game day special, if you can't get the ticket to go check out the Saints and Steelers, but you want somewhere to come, A, you have happy hour specials and prices because it's 3 to 7 every day.
Right.
Including game day, but you also have game day specials.
Yeah,
which
for
are.
Any NFL game, you get $2 off a pitcher for 16 wings and 7 beers for like Bud Lights and Budweiser's. It's $25.
So wings and beer for $25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not bad.
Or you can do just domestics, which is $14. You get your 7 beers. Ultra buckets are $16. Corona and import buckets are $21. And then if you just want wings, which is 16 of them, it's $14.
Isn't the standard most buckets 5? Like, I don't know many places
yeah, you
are 7. That's what I'm saying.
Get 5.
No, yeah, most people are 5. That's what I'm saying. It's I like that. 7.
Yeah.
That's less walking I have to do.
Right.
Exactly. And less chance of you making fun of me. December 31st, which is commonly known as New Year's Eve, 10 p. to 2 a.m. And is this my DJ debut? Robert, do you have faith in me as a DJ?
No.
Yeah.
No.
See?
Why
boom.
Why lie to him?
Exactly.
Why not lie to him?
Huh?
Why would I lie to
have
him?
Have you heard the music he wants to play?
You don't know.
It all could change. It's all about your fans.
Exactly, right.
The way they're bobbing
the crowd.
The way they're bobbing their head, the way they're moving.
Exactly.
It. Now they sitting down.
He did have someone bobbing their head earlier.
I did, exactly.
If they're sitting down, it's just
both of them. Exactly both right, Joey. Yeah. But I did. It was one individual, but he did. It was Richard, by the way.
Yes.
He listens to the show all the time and stopped by and had a little lunch with us here. But seriously, New Year's Eve, 10 p. to 2 a.m., you can do that. Does the kitchen on New Year's Eve still stay open to 5? Or 4?
4.
That's right. Y'all stay open to 5. Okay. So that's even New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I'm just making sure because on New Year's Eve, people may be out and then get hungry.
Right, they can come here.
That's why I brought it up.
Hang out with the DJ.
Exactly. What's happening on January 5th, by the way? This I've got to be a part of.
So we're having an 80s party.
Uh-huh. An 80s party.
Yeah.
I don't know the details yet, but like I think it's going to be pretty fun.
I'm going to test you right here. What am I doing right now? Give me the 80s song that I just did. What did I just do?
I don't know.
What did I just do?
You put on your sunglasses.
Uh-huh. Robert, do you know the song?
I was born in 84, so no.
No?
Did you wear them at night?
Anybody?
Did you wear them at night?
Thank you, Joey. The Matrix. Corey Hart, I wear my sunglasses. Yeah, you know what? You're terrible. I mean.
You're just old.
I am old, but that's a popular thing that I just did.
Gus's
really.
Intramural years.
No, not at all. So, I mean, are you even going to be a part of the 80s party here? Because you just, I mean, that's really one of the popular songs.
It's
in the
a
80s
Saturday, thing. So I'll be here.
Wow, once again, just the energy and enthusiasm is
no,
fantastic.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah,
80s
real
parties
fun.
Are fun.
You just made it so much fun that you made me feel like if I walk up to the bar and go, hey, let me have a beverage, I might get thrown at me.
No. I'm a great
Do you dress up for like parties like this?
We've never done a party like that before, so I mean,
at ESPN Radio NOLA, which 80s superstar should Sarah dress up as?
Oh Jesus!
Jordan.
He doesn't know. He's younger Belinda than I Carlisle. Am.
I'm going Cyndi Lauper.
Belinda Carlisle.
I'm going Cyndi Lauper.
Who? I don't know who that is. I'll Google her.
Goodness. You don't
know who Cyndi Lauper is. Belinda Carlisle.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Jordan, snap a picture of her. We're going to do this.
Don't you do
that. Yeah, absolutely.
No.
80s fighting. Superstar. We're fighting? Now we're definitely do this.
Dress
coming
as
up
Gus.
Next,
good
hour number
will.
Three, Jordan v. Sarah right here in front of the dartboard. Look, even Bradley just laughed. Bradley's coming in for a little lunch today. Go say hi to Bradley.
I'm going.
She's just leaving. Then she goes just like that. Robert Meacham. You don't have any 80s favorites? Well, I mean, I guess if you're born in 80s. I was 76, man.
So, no.
Back in the day, no?
No, no 80s songs. No? That just come off the top of the head.
Okay,
you know?
I feel you. Hey, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about this matchup in particular, right? And because you said something on Monday that kind of stood in my head about Antonio Brown. He doesn't run a real route, you said. He doesn't run routes that make it easy to guard. So let's talk a little bit about this. Cam Jordan touched on the Steelers' offense and the challenges they present. They can't lose. This is a playoff game sort of mentality, I think, for them, which is why you're seeing Sean be short. Drew Brees was short yesterday. I think this team's trying to lock in and meet that right attitude. So let's touch on that when we come back. We're live at Vinny's. You got us all the way to 3 o'clock. Come have some lunch with us and come see hi to Robert Meacham and hang out. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.